The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. And I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening to us today. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. If you have a phone, use it. 877-711-5211. We're on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a great way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in the world of health today. And add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and update station you can customize. And you can try it out for free. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, or use it on the web. If you use the web, click Talk in the main menu and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and then you're on iHeartRadio Talk. We also welcome two new affiliates today to the program, KNZZ, that's 1100 AM in Grand Junction, Colorado, and KGLN AM 980 in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Welcome to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
So by leaps and bounds, we reach more and more people all the time, either through iHeartRadio Talk or a new affiliate. So we welcome them all in.
Absolutely. And two more stations in Colorado. We're gradually penetrating the West Coast, of course, with RadioMD.com, TuneIn Radio, and iHeart Talk. Anybody can get us any place in the world.
Right. KNZZ in Grand Junction and KGLN, both AM stations in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Dr. Robert Slay is our guest at 35 after the hour. What can you talk about? What can you tell us about him?
Well, he's a ER doc who, in fact, has had more shows on the ER, if you will, the Untold Stories of the ER TV program than any other doc. And in addition, he and his wife, who I think met in the service, got relatively obese after the service with their sedentary lifestyle. And a few years ago decided they had to get fit when they started seeing chronic disease. And so they have written a book on their successful story called Battle Buddy Diet. Mm-hmm. Battle Buddy Diet.
He's also a former Delta Force physician, and he'll be with us at 35 minutes after the hour. You have a real age tip game plan for this hour today?
We do, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because it'll depend on how much time we have left after the whether I do a short one or a long one, depending on how much time we have left.
All right, that'll be up at just before the end of the hour if we have a chance to get to it. Also, the top medical stories of the week, and we'll have a chance to get to some of your email questions and Dr. Mike's email answers at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Calories are hiding in restaurants, and some restaurant dishes have calories that are deceptively high. How about some details on that?
Well, this is an interesting story because there are a number of restaurants that are trying to cut out or reduce the calories they have and are even advertising it. So there's an attempt, if you will, to say we're reducing calories and we're putting calories on the menu. But what is happening is it's not exactly accurate. What do I mean by that? I mean that there are a lot more calories that sneak in some of these meals. Guess which restaurants have calories that sneak in?
All of them.
Well, one of the worst is, in fact, if you will, the Cheesecake Factory is reducing calories in two pasta dishes by using less sauce, said David Overton, founder and chief executive of the 163 location chain. Well, in fact, you know, they are on the prize for CSPI, Consumer Science in the Public Interest, as a restaurant that has some of the worst and most hidden calories, if you will. So we've got to be careful about that. And one of the reasons they decided to compete in it was, in fact, they were winning the prize so often. So
even the title of the restaurant has too many calories in it. Cheesecake Factory.
That's right. But the average calories per purchase has fallen 6% at the restaurants with calorie counts at the menu. 65% say they favor nutritional labeling. And if you will, many restaurants are piling on calories in places you don't know. And many of those, such as in the salad dressings, which they don't count. For example, Subway doesn't list the cheese on some of their calorie counts. So you've got to, unfortunately, read the labels pretty carefully. And what they're trying to do is voluntarily post calories on the menus, which obviously McDonald's and Starbucks and Panera voluntarily do, but you've actually got to read them and pay attention to them. Remember, it isn't fat calories that count. It's the total calories that count. And in fact, sugar calories are some, or carbohydrate calories are some of the worst from a standpoint of eating, because we tend to get addicted to them.
I got an email today from the Burger Consumer Trend Report, and this comes out every so often. And this latest report says 90% of people say they've eaten a burger at least once a month. And more than half of the survey respondents say they want the menu to specify the kind of beef used. And most burger people who eat burgers want Angus beef. It's interesting. It's followed by ground beef, then Kobe beef. 25% of these people who add a burger want to be able to put their burger in a gluten-free bun. How about that? They want it in a gluten-free bun. And
why do they care whether it's gluten-free?
Yeah, or not? I know that. And 25% of the people who eat a burger want it in a gluten-free bun. So that, as I said, doesn't make sense.
Part of it is, maybe let's explain gluten. Gluten is the gummy substance that's in wheat, barley, and rye. And in fact, in about 1 in 250. Has a disease associated with it, meaning causes an immune disease. Maybe 4% of people have some bowel dysfunction from it, get bloating, diarrhea, something else, don't feel as good with it. But for 25%, that's a huge amount. And what do they do to make food gluten-free? They often put in straight sugar or tapioca, stuff that is strong in carbohydrate, immediate increase in blood sugar, which actually causes more health problems in the long run, leading to arterial disease, cancer, etc., because of the way it changes your genes and protein function. So those things, in other words, eating gluten-free isn't necessarily eating healthy or healthfully for you, unless you are one of the either 1 in 250 or 4%, and feel much better with it. But be careful of what you ask for when you ask for gluten-free.
Yeah, 25% of them wanted on a gluten-free bun. Vegan choices are requested by 23%, vegetarian by 22%, which is up from a year ago, 18% a year ago. And in this report, the top choices for specialty burger diners were Hawaiian, Cuban, Southwest, Cajun, number one, Philly cheesesteak. That was the number one burger choice on that list. The Burger Consumer Trend Report comes out every year. What's a vegan sofrito? What's a vegan sofrito?
Well, in fact, this is a new set of recipes that one of the restaurants is starting. And why am I blanking on it? Chipotle is starting this.
Chipotle, yeah.
That's right. And this is an attempt to get healthier, that is to get a healthier set of, I'm going to let you take it away and we'll come back with it.
Yeah, we'll pick it up after the break and talk about more changes for cancer screening and treatment too. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.